From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In work that could help plants resist drought, a research team at the University of California, Riverside says it's developed a chemical to help plants retain water. Known as OP, the chemical mimics a natural hormone plants produce in reaction to drought. Researchers say the OP chemical could ultimately allow farmers to treat plants that would otherwise wilt from lack of water. The House Ag Committee approved a bill last week reauthorizing the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Ranking Member Michael Conway of Texas says he's proud of the work our members have done to build this strong piece of legislation and looks forward to its swift consideration. Georgia's Austin Scott says he's especially excited to see what the CFTC is able to accomplish with its new authorities to develop improved research and oversight tools, investigate innovative financial products, and explore emerging technologies. Now, college ag students have until January 15th to apply for Syngenta's annual Accelerating a Generation Scholarship Program. University students currently working on a bachelor's or master's degree in crop-related disciplines are eligible to compete for up to $20,000 in total scholarship awards. In a 2 to 5 minute video essay, entrants should share how their roots have influenced the way they view the future of the ag industry. Scholarship recipients will be announced in the spring. For more information, go to syngenta-us.com/scholarships. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.